Good morning, everyone. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Well, yesterday the county committee elections were held here in Audubon, and Sherry Earlmeyer was elected to serve on the committee for a three-year term beginning January 1st. Sherry and Mike have a grain farming operation in the southern part of Audubon County and neighboring counties around. So congratulations to Sherry. We also want to give a big thank you to Rob Nyman Jr. for the 6 years he has recently served on the committee. Also in the office last week was a retirement by Jan Emery, and we want to again thank Jan for all her years of service and her knowledge that she shared with everybody. The county office would have struggled to get all the work done had we not had someone like Jan here in the office. But that does mean then that we do have less people here, and so we're asking producers to consider that and call ahead if you have business to conduct here. Just give us a phone call so you can find out, and we can be sure we have the proper people on hand and available to take care of your needs when you come in. This will probably be something we're going to have to get used to as we go on, contacting us ahead of time to be sure that we can take care of your business when you come in. As a reminder, the SURE program began on November 14th and continues through June 1st of 2012. This is for losses that were due to natural disasters for the 2010 crop. Audubon and Cass County producers are both eligible to apply, and these are requests that have to be made. It's not automatic that FSA will just calculate your production according to your crop insurance and notify you if you have a payment coming. You have to make the request formally yourself. So if in 2010 you had a reduced yield on one or more of your crops of 10% or more, contact your FSA office and get a hold of them and ask them to run the numbers so you can determine whether or not you do have a supplemental disaster program payment coming to you. Letters being received right now by producers are in regards to the adjusted gross income certification and the consent to disclose tax information for the 2009 and 2010 program years. We have worked with you trying to get all these in, and for one reason or another, many of them have been rejected by the IRS for one little thing or something else, and we just want to help you get this job finished. It's going to have to be done, or else there's going to be a refund, a payment. So if you get a letter from our agency asking for this AGI certification again, give us a call if you need help, and we'll help you get the form filled out completely. Remember, if you try to do it on your own, you sign things as power of attorney. This is not allowed in this case for this form. Most of the things in our office you can use a power of attorney for, but this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Again, if you get a letter, just get a hold of the office here in Audubon or down there in Cass County, and someone will help you through it. If you intend to be selling land this winter, there may be some program consequences you want to be aware of. If you're planning to sell land that's got CRP on it, the buyer may agree to continue that enrollment. But if he doesn't want to continue that CRP contract, then you as the participant would be requested to refund all of the payments received to date. So it might be a good idea to review the program implications with your local Farm Service Agency staff before completing any sale of the farmland, and it just might be a good precaution. Currently, I have a directory set up in my email that I can send out periodic updates to producers. Currently have about 170 names in their email addresses. When I send this out, I just give headlines of something that's come up, or there might be a reminder about a program sign up or a deadline or maybe even a new program that's come out. If you'd like to be added to this email directory and receive these periodic reminders, just get a hold of us here at the office and provide us with your email address. We'll add you to the directory and get you added to that. For today, this has been Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the FSA office. Have a great week, and thank you very much for listening.